Good morning. This is Kemp Haar, and you're listening to FloorDaily.net. And today we have on the line with us Frank Hurd with the Carpet and Rug Institute. Frank, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How you doing?
I'm good. I thought it'd be good to get you on the horn today because CRI has recently been in the news with this new, the American Home Furnishings Coalition. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's a coalition of anybody who has anything to do inside the house as far as furnishing the house or building products to help furnish the house. And, you know, as you're well aware of, Kemp, you know, the economy is not doing well.
Yeah.
One of the areas it's not doing well in is in the housing market.
Right.
And as well as not doing very well in the remodeling market. And so this is an initiative that we came up with that we think that we can help stimulate some of the consumer confidence and consumer spending in those areas.
So we all know that Obama right now, as soon as he takes office, is going to be looking at a stimulus package. This is basically getting involved and making sure that the housing market or the interior furnishings market is in line for some of that stimulus. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, this is the interior furnishing market.
Okay.
Where I think that flooring plays especially we think soft flooring plays a big part in. What we're really looking at is we're trying to find a way to stimulate the consumer to get into the retail store and purchase interior furnishing products, mm-hmm. of which flooring is one of those key assets. Some of the specifics of it, just to give you an idea, is we think we can generate about $128 billion in direct consumer spending. We think this will help increase home values from somewhere between $60 and $75 billion. And will help create about 352,000 American jobs in the retail, manufacturing, and contract service sectors.
And how do you go about stimulating? I mean, how is this going to happen? Do you know how are we going to get the consumer to spend this kind of money?
Well, what we're going to do is that we're going to put in a temporary refundable tax credit for the purchase and installation of home furnishing. What we're looking at is it will give the consumer, we're talking about renters who do this, refundable. We apply to renters and homeowners who are non-itemizers, the people that are making probably less than $50,000.
Right.
We provide the average consumer with about a $500 to $1,000 annual saving. This incentive is intended to be complementary to and harmonize with, President-elect, soon-to-be President Obama's mortgage credit and general individual tax credit proposals. We're looking at a 10% deduction capped at somewhere between $1,000 and $2,000 for individuals making less than $150,000, or couples making less than $250,000, which falls right into those parameters that President-elect Obama has been talking about for middle-class tax cuts. We think these are the kinds of things that will help stimulate this purchase of interior home furnishings.
Okay. What other, the Carpet and Rug Institute's doing it, what other associations are getting involved?
We've got the International Sleep Product Association, the ones that represent the manufacturers, the Resilient Floor Covering Association, the Paint and Coating Association, the World Floor Covering Association, just to name a few, and there's others. We're talking to the wood flooring folks. I've actually even just sent an email out today to a major installation organization to see if what their interest would be in joining this, because it's definitely going to have an impact on them as well. If you purchase flooring, you're going to need somebody to come in and install it.
Right. Okay. So what are the next steps in this process?
The next steps is, as a matter of fact, I've just sent out an alert to our board of directors asking them to contact the senators. We are actually going to work, and we think our best receptivity is is in the Senate. With the Senate Finance Committee is now currently marking up their version of the stimulus package, which we expect will be fairly different from what you saw come out of the House, especially the House Ways and Means Committee.
Mm-hmm.
We have been in contact with all the key members of the Senate Finance Committee, key members of the Obama Transition Team, and have received, I would say, positive receptivity to the concept. Now we've just got to push this thing over the finish line, and get it included in. And if you look at the stimulus package, what the House came out with was $825 billion stimulus package.
Mm-hmm.
And we think that this is something that would be timely, will help the consumer, help the retailer, and obviously will help us manufacturers and in the contracting sector as well.
Well, that's interesting. Stimulating the purchase of flooring by giving the consumer a tax break is, in a nutshell, what you're trying to do, right?
Exactly. Yeah. That's the gist of it.
Yeah, okay. Let's change subjects for just a second.
Sure.
You know, for those people that know you, Frank, your background before joining the Carpet and Rug Institute, you were colonel in the Army, but your role in the latter part of your service in the Army was somewhat of a political attaché.
I was the Army's liaison to the United States Senate.
Okay. So we've got this huge political event coming up tomorrow. Don't you wish you were there?
Well, you know, yes and no. I mean, you know, it's going to be unbelievable. I will tell you this, that there's people who are in D.C. right now who are going to spend the night in their offices because they can't get through, they don't want to take the chance of trying to get through the crowd
right
tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes, you know, just the crowd can be too big.
Right. I was reading the paper, I think, this weekend, and they said, naturally, you know, the expenses of an inauguration are paid for by, you know, private gifts, and I think this $49 million or so, you know, that have been set aside for this inauguration, but I think the security alone for this event is a $50 million ticket. It's going to be a big event.
It's going to be a huge event. I think this is going to probably be the largest group ever to attend an inauguration. I think Barack Obama has really generated, you know, more interest probably in somebody coming in to be president than we've seen in a long, long time. Maybe even more than what happened when John F. Kennedy came in.
Well, if we can just get the media to quit talking about all this negative all the time, maybe we can get this thing turned around. What do you think?
Well, I agree. You know, and I'm excited. You know, obviously, I did not vote for Senator Obama,
mm-hmm.
but I'm excited about the fact where he's going to go. I think he's made some excellent starts, and I'm willing to support him and give him a chance to be very successful. Hope he's successful, because it's going to be critical to our industry for him to be successful.
Right. Well, and hopefully this coalition will get some legs and be successful. Well, I appreciate you spending time explaining that to us. I've been talking to Frank Hurd, who is, Frank, what are you, Vice President?
Vice President, Chief Operating Officer.
Okay, at the Carpet and Rug Institute. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.